the team of international experts and deplore the persistent deterioration of human rights in the Democratic Republic of Congo since the last session of this council. We remain concerned with the escalation of violations and the abuse of international human rights and humanitarian law, particularly sexual violation and violation against children in the regions affected by armed conflict and inter-community conflicts, especially in North Kivu, South Kivu, Ituri, Tanganyika provinces, that continue to affect negatively the human rights situation. The scourge of inter-community conflicts in the provinces of Maindombe and Chopo, as well as the recent prison-related mass killing in Kinshasa early September, is equally frightening. Rwanda remains committed to dialogue and the regional peace processes of Nairobi and Luanda, as no military solution can address the root causes of the conflict in eastern DRC, and continues to alert this council on the disastrous consequences of the DRC government coalition with Wazalendo, as well as other illegal armed groups, notably the FDLR, which are under sanctions by the UN Security Council. Finally, Vice President, we would like to inquire about the results of the Commission of Inquiry of the Minister of Defense and Veterans in regard to allegations of rape and sexual abuses by a member of the FRSA at Kwamuth and Goma site of displaced persons. I thank you.